This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews. Another month has come, and we have a great topic for this month's edition.
We're really looking forward today to talk about regional engagement and empowerment. We'll introduce our guest when we come back.
All right, we'll return with Shaping Appalachia after this timeout.
Looking to improve your value in the workforce or simply add to your knowledge? Check out going to graduate school at Morehead State University. MSU offers 78 graduate programs with 26 of them online. There's also a four-week winter session that accelerates degree completion in several programs. And not only are MSU's graduate programs comprehensive and convenient, they're also very affordable. For more information about graduate school at Morehead State, call 606-783-2039 or email graduate@morehedstate.edu.
No matter their age, help your children develop into lifelong readers. This is Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Reading to your children early and often creates a habit that can last a lifetime. Encourage reading in your home by visiting the library frequently and letting your kids pick out books on subjects that interest them. Feed their natural curiosity with books. Reading is a habit that can spark a lifetime of learning.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews. As you said, the study of the regional outreach and empowerment is our topic for this month's show, and I know you have a special guest.
Pleased to welcome Dr. Dan Connell. Dan's been at the university a number of years. He's the Assistant Vice President for Adult Education and College Access. Welcome, Dan.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. We announced recently a Blue Ribbon Task Force that's going to undertake a study of regional outreach and empowerment. You know, since 1887, when Morehead State University was formed as a private school here on the site of what is now Morehead State, we've been out in the region to serve our people, to serve our communities, to improve the lives of people in every way possible. And so we thought at this point in our history, where we're a very mature institution, that we would spend some time looking at the commitments that the university is making in the region, all of our commitments. We have regional campuses. We have the Center for Regional Engagement, student teachers throughout the region, TRIO and Upward Bound programs, adult ed, and Dan's responsible for those latter three programs. And he's had responsibility in the past for our regional campuses. But the point is, what we've said is we really want to spend some time asking ourselves the question, are we doing everything we can to help our region grow and develop? Are we deploying our assets properly? Are there things we should do to make adjustments so that we might serve the people in a more robust manner? And so this Blue Ribbon Task Force was put together with the assistance from our provost, Dr. Steve Ralston. Dan participated in the development of this, and we had others at the cabinet level help us. But the whole point was to stand back and look at this. So, Dan, give us a perspective from your point of view, the goal of what it is we're trying to accomplish and the focus areas that we can talk about.
Well, the overall goal is really what you said. It is to find what Morehead State can do to help this region to continue to grow and to develop. The university has, as you say, a long, long history of service, of going out. We have faculty who have last 30 or 40 years have went out into the region providing programs and classes. We have staff who go out and work with in areas such as economic development. And this is a time as our region really, I think, goes through some changes. And this is a time to really look at how we're serving the region and to say, what can Morehead State University, in partnership and collaboration with people in the region, do to make this region grow? We live in a great area with beautiful terrain and wonderful people, hardworking people. And just how can the university be of service to help this region?
Morehead State University has always believed the way we can best assist our communities and our people is to extend ourselves into the region and ask questions of the community members, how best can we assist you? It's not like we have the solution to all the problems or that we even know what all the problems and challenges are. To identify community leaders and have conversation about how we might work together. So that's a key area. And then the other thing that you touched on, there's a lot changing in our environment. Economically right now, we have a lot of families that are suffering. People have had to leave like they did in the 50s and 60s to go other places to find work. And yet we know folks from our region want to stay locally. They want to stay because we have a deep sense of place, a commitment to our families, and we want to assist in that regard. And so one of the things we want to do is to ensure that the university maintains its focus going into the middle part of the 21st century. It's very, very important to our university to do that. This Blue Ribbon study will provide opportunities for us to consider strategies and potential alignments or realignments, talk about how we might use our resources in the same manner or a different manner to support our people, to help build a vibrant Eastern Kentucky, which we've always had a stake in. Jason, you grew up in Paintsville, Kentucky, so you're a Kentucky native son. How do you see this from a standpoint of what we've announced that we're going to do?
Well, it's a great start because Morehead State does a lot that people don't know about. And that's the way probably it should be because we try to help our people without, you know, having the big flashy headlines and stuff like that. Now, with the budget situation, we have to go to a place, look at a place, see what they need, and see what other organizations provide that need along with Morehead State. And if we can partner with them, it's better for everybody. Isn't that right, Dan?
It is truly better for us to partner with such organizations as SOAR and our workforce development boards and our economic development boards and our tourism, because through those collaborations, we can all grow and do better. And I think it's only by us working together. And I think that's the exciting thing that I see happening in the region now, is there's a real willingness for everybody to work together, to come to the table and not try to duplicate what others are doing, but saying, you know, each of us has a part, and each of us can contribute to that part, and the whole rises as we all do that. So I think it's an opportunity for us to really be a partner in the region, to continue to do that, and then the region will continue to grow and develop by all of us working together, because there's so many opportunities and so many issues out there that one of us by ourselves can't solve it in isolation. It has to be this partnership of all of us working together to do that.
Well, it's one of the great things that's occurring in our region right now. You mentioned SOAR, Shaping Our Appalachian Region, formed by former Governor Steve Beshear and U.S. 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers. Governor Bevin has picked up that mantle as he's come into office and is working closely with folks. But the idea there is that we work with and empower local people. So for Morehead State, this is an extension of that idea, but it's very specific to our institution. Dan, there are four focus areas that we've outlined for this Blue Ribbon Committee. You want to just touch on those and kind of why we're focusing on those areas?
Well, the four areas, the first one is educational development, and that is really looking at the programs, the needs in the region for different types of degree programs. How can we best do that? And how can we best utilize our regional campuses? We've talked about the regional campuses, and how can they play a role in serving the region? Right now, they primarily offer degree programs that are needed in the region. But are there other things that they could do, other services that they could provide? Could they be participating in kind of the economic, cultural development of the region? Could they be providing other services to the community as far as maybe traditional kind of continuing education, training? What's the best way to do that? And what's the best way to deliver those programs? Maybe we look at different ways of delivering besides the traditional 16-week semester. Maybe we can do that. You know, it's just different options, looking at the skills that people have, maybe focusing on the adults who need a bachelor's degree in the region, and how can we deliver that effectively? So that's one area. Then another area is the whole economic and workforce development. And those two are tied intimately together, I think. You have to have a trained, educated workforce to have economic development. You know, how can we as an institution work with our partners to improve the health and the wellness of our residents? And tourism is in that. We have, I think, great opportunities for tourism. There's a lot of new ideas, and we can take advantage of the terrain and the beautiful scenery that we have to develop that. And the last area we're looking at is kind of in school and alumni relations. You know, how can we work with our schools in partnership? And schools, we're talking here from preschool through college. You know, how can we work with our KCTCS partners? And how can we work with the public schools and the schools in the area to help those students be ready for college, be career and college ready, and just to be able to learn the skills that they need in the 21st century.
On your Blue Ribbon Committee, the fact that you have people in each community that we're looking at, it's not just 10 Morehead people. You've got people from the Big Sandy. You got the people from the Ashland area. And that allows them to stand up and tell you, this is what's going on in our area. This is our problems. Now, let's see what we could do to fix it.
It's a 19-member Blue Ribbon Committee. And half of those people, as you said, Jason, are from the outlying areas. And you really tried to look at the people, the whole region. And we included people from the Maysville region, Ashland, the Mount Sterling, Hazard, Prestonsburg, Pikeville, over into Somerset and that region. But we really wanted to make sure that we involved the community, and the community people had a great voice in shaping what should be Morehead State University be doing to serve the community. So you're right. It's just not a bunch of 10 people from MSU sitting around saying, well, this is what we think. We're involving them. They're active members of giving their input into what they see as what Morehead State could be doing. And it's been interesting, just some conversations and things that I never thought of. But, you know, for example, one of the members thought about, you know, what can Morehead State University do? We know we have certain needs for jobs that require a bachelor's degree. So could we begin to match up those needs with MSU students and graduates, or even with students, and help them start to work in internships, practicums, those types of things that lead just kind of a career pathway into a job, but doing those types of things that we hadn't thought of it, bringing in our career services office and doing some things like that to help develop the workforce in the areas that we teach and provide, and looking at those bachelor's degrees to do that. So I think it's exciting to pull in these people from the community and really help them. They are going to shape how Morehead State University can best be a partner in this region in the future.
I'm excited, Dan, with some of the people that have accepted our offer to join the task force. And so we've tried, as you said, we've tried to select people in the region that have an intimate understanding of what the challenges and opportunities are that we face, what our people face, to help us shape what it is we're going to do.
I think another thing we're really trying to do is to go out beyond this group of people and solicit input from everybody in the region. We've formed kind of work teams. We've divided it up into work teams. And one of the tasks of the work teams is to go out and solicit input from the region. So we're trying to do that. And we're going out and talking to other people just besides the 19 members that are on the committee. So going out and trying to do that too.
It has to be so much easier when you go out in a community. If there's someone from that community, it's not just strangers going in. It's, you know, Mr. John Doe, who owns a business or works at a business that's been there all his life, to come in and then say, okay, what can we do? What do you need? It's a lot easier to break that barrier down with somebody local.
It's much easier to break that down. And that's what we've tried to do. And we wanted them to go out, and they know lots of contacts and lots of people. So our idea is that will really kind of springboard from them. They'll go out and reach out to other people in their communities to get their input and their ideas of how the university could best be a viable, active partner now and in the years to come. I've been in this region, moved here 28 years ago, almost going my 29th year, and have fallen in love with this region and the region, the people in the region. And so for me, this was really, it's a great opportunity, and it's something that I personally relish, because you can see there's so much good here and so much opportunity. And it's just now trying to take that and help shape that and just for the whole region to grow, because it will grow. There's wonderful workers here. There's a lot of very, very committed people to seeing this region grow. And in each of the regions, you take it and there's different aspects of where you are. Each one has its kind of unique needs from if you're in Pikeville or Whitesburg, it's different than Maysville and Mount Sterling and Ashland. So we've, tried to look at those regional aspects and say, we're going to need to be doing different things depending on the locality that we're in. Thing doesn't fit all here.
Yeah, so. You're absolutely right. And, the assets that we have to work with are significant. First of all, we have very smart people. The people in the region we serve are as brighter than the people you find any place. They're committed to the region. They're committed to place, as I mentioned earlier. They want to be here. And it's difficult for them, as it would be for any of us, to have to move because we don't have a job. So I think the immediacy of some of our work is to try to find opportunities where we can help people reimagine the economic opportunities for our folks. And that's a big challenge.
You got the committee together in September. All the people came down, or most of the people got to come down to Moorhead for the initial meeting. Dr. Andrews, you spoke with them. What did you charge them? What was your charge to the committee?
Well, we asked them really to create a unified and a comprehensive system working with Moorhead State University that would empower the people in our communities to move the communities forward in ways that would best assist them. And if there are opportunities for us to use our regional campuses in support of that, and we have regional campuses, the University Center for the Mountains and Hazard, we're on the campus of Big Sandy in Prestonsburg, we at the Higher Education Center there, we have a campus in Ashland, on the campus of Ashland Community and Technical College, and then we have a regional campus in Mount Sterling. So we're well dispersed throughout the region. How can we use those assets to the advantage of the people in our communities? And so we tried to get them to imagine how we can better collaborate to create a future that will assist and accomplish for our folks what they're trying to do.
I mean, that's exciting. I think I think about our children and grandchildren and those opportunities for them, because we want them to stay here and we want them to make a home and a family and to stay here. And so just trying to explore, how can we help do that? I mean, through the use of technology, maybe through the helping them to begin to think about being their own entrepreneurs and connecting. So there's lots of things I think the university can help and working even with our young people to bring them and keep them in this community.
Well, we have some great people in the small business development centers that could steer people, but we've also have some great alumni that worked their way up from a university degree at Moorhead State. If it's not hospital jobs and education jobs in East Kentucky, where I'm from, you don't have a lot of jobs. And, the Moorhead State's always been able to look upon that and improve that area, because the people want to do well. A lot of the areas they want to do well and may not know how to ask for help. And I think that's what this committee is going to be about, is going out, structuring the way that we can help them. And then when they come and ask for help, the help's there.
I think you bring up a great point with our alumni. And one of the, one of the focus areas is alumni relations, school and alumni relations. And we, I think, have an untapped resource in our alumni who can serve as role models and mentors to people. And I think the alumni is, again, a group of people that have been successful that we can tap into and to utilize them is through this process, but also really looking at how can we serve them at the same time.
Yeah, and Dan, what I ask the group to do with your leadership is to come back in the spring with a report. And the report will contain a series of recommendations about strategies, potential outcomes, impacts that will help empower the people in our region in partnership with Moorhead State University to move the region forward. You see that as a big task?
I see that as a big task, but also a doable task and an exciting task. I think it is doable that we come back with specific plans on how Moorhead State University can kind of organize itself and shape itself to be an active, participating partner in the future growth of this region.
Now remember, we're going to have a presidential transition next year. So this report will be valuable to a new president because it will help that person understand the significance of the university to the region, the commitments we're currently making in the region, and then recommended strategies to alter perhaps some of those commitments to be more impactful to our folks.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this timeout.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Kentucky.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps prepare Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. MSU's Career Services can also review resumes, conduct mock interviews, and assist individuals in preparing job applications. For more information, contact the MSU Office of Career Services at 783-2233 or visit online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Dan Connell, Assistant Vice President for Adult Education and College Access. And we've been discussing the study of regional outreach and empowerment, Dr. Andrews, and it's a great structure of how Morehead State from now, 2017 on, would like to help the whole region, you know, that we serve the 22 counties and beyond.
Well, that's absolutely right, Jason. The thing that's made Morehead State University so successful, we have 65,000 alums, and 20,000 of those, I think, live in eastern Kentucky. It's where they call home. And so one of the things we want to do is to ensure that the university maintains its focus going into the middle part of the 21st century. It's very, very important to our university to do that. This Blue Ribbon study will provide opportunities for us to consider strategies and potential alignments or realignments, talk about how we might use our resources in the same manner or a different manner to support our people, to help build a vibrant eastern Kentucky, which we've always had a stake in. So I think it's future-oriented. We'll see how it shapes up.
We welcome everyone's input. I think it's important. We want to hear from you, and that's important that we get your input and ideas.
Deeply committed to that historic mission, want to see that continue, and this is one way that we can formalize that.
Thank you, Dr. Andrews and Dr. Connell. That's this month's edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blant. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.